Greetings, Summit leaders. This is Tony Williams, and welcome to CellD, Summit Evergreen Leader Development Insights. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our message for today, the power of kindness in a leader. Congratulations on the skills and competencies you are developing in your life and career journey. Great leaders seek to develop new skills and talents to better equip them to serve in a more impactful way. One quality found in outstanding leadership is kindness. What does this quality look like in leadership? Kindness is the language which the deaf can hear and the blind can see, states Mark Twain. Think about a time in your life when you experienced kindness from someone. I recently talked with a service representative whose tone of voice, word choice, and presence echoed kindness to me at the end of our conversation. Each of us recognizes kindness when we see it in others and when we receive it. Kindness is a distinctive quality that favors those who exercise it in their relationships and contact with others. Kindness enriches our conversations, voice messages, and engagement with everyone. It is a strong, vibrant, distinctive trait that we see modeled in great leaders. It starts with an attitude of thoughtfulness because our minds are set on others, not on ourselves. When we are sensitive to the needs of those around us, ready to offer help with our words and actions, we are prepared to be kind. Kind words don't cost much, yet they accomplish much. Henry James. Early in my career, when my skills were developing, I recall relying on the characteristic of kindness I observed in my uncle. I called him Dad because he became a father figure to me after my father's passing in my early teenage years. I attempted to emulate this with every encounter during my door-to-door selling for IBM in a remote territory. Eventually, I was promoted and continued the practice, even though I felt my skills were pretty good. Kindness is sincere caring for the person and desiring their best interest. It is not a pushover or soft. Instead, it seems to manifest itself as a strength in the person who practices showing kindness. Carry out a random act of kindness with no expectation of reward, safe in the knowledge that one day someone might do the same for you, states Princess Diana. As we focus on skill building and competency in our assignments, consider practicing kindness and compassion to one another. Kindness is one of the best qualities we can have in life and business. It can change everything. We are the channels. Kindness can change the atmosphere where you live, work, serve. People always remember kindness. Kindness is something we need, along with competency and sincerity. People tend to trust, feel more comfortable, and are more prone to listen when they detect kindness overflowing from a heart to serve. Someone once said, "Don't forget kindness and truth. Wear them like a necklace. Wear these qualities like a necklace and inscribe them on your heart. We reap what we sow, more than we sow, later than we sow." Kindness is the only service that will stand the storm of life and not wash out. It will wear well and will be remembered long after the prism of politeness or the complexion of courtesy has faded away, states Abraham Lincoln. So, my friends, let's be kind. Until the next time, victory, victory, victory. Thank you very much.